I want to begin today by asking you a question. It's a very simple question and you should know the answer. But although it's so simple that a child could answer it, it's also so profound that some of the most intelligent people in the world are confounded by it. Now, I don't need you to shout out the answer or write it down or speak to anyone about it. It's not a quiz, so there's no marks for the answer. But I want to warn you that I believe this question is the most important question you will ever be asked in your life. The answer will affect your life here on earth in a dramatic way, and it will also determine your eternal destiny. So you need to answer it in your heart before God. And the question is this: do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Well, you may say, I've been going to church for years, or maybe visited on the odd occasion. Sorry, that doesn't answer the question. Or you might be thinking, well, I know quite a lot about Jesus. I have read my Bible a bit and heard people talk about him. Sorry, that doesn't answer the question either. Or you may say, well, I've done lots of good deeds, so I expect Jesus will be pleased about that. Well, yes, he may be, but that still doesn't answer the question. This question just requires a straight answer, yes or no. Do you know Jesus? The scripture we have read just now says that one day every knee will bow to Jesus and every tongue will confess him as Lord. Do you know that includes your knee and your tongue? And so you have a choice. You can either choose to bow the knee to Jesus now, or you can wait until the day when you will be forced to do so. You can know him today as your Lord and Saviour, or you can meet him on some day in the future as a judge and a king. And then you will have no choice but to know him and to acknowledge who he is. Well, you may be thinking, what does it mean to bow the knee to him and confess him as Lord? Well, it means many things, but the most important thing, what's absolutely vital, is that you actually know him. And you can only know him if you meet with him, if you have a personal one-to-one meeting with Jesus. And he would love to meet with you today because he loves you and he wants your company now and for all eternity. See, this first scripture we read says that God gave his only son for you because he loves you so much. He gave his only son that whoever believes on him can have everlasting life. I like to make the scriptures very personal. So when I read that, I read, God so loved me that he gave his only son so that I could have everlasting life. You see, I can put my name in there, can you? And as a result, I've met with Jesus one to one. And I can tell you, there is no one else like him. He's my creator, my redeemer. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's wonderful, a counselor, mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. He's so many things, has so many titles. He's so wonderful that we can never properly describe him because words are so limited. You'll only understand this if you meet him. He's my Saviour, my friend and my Lord. But do you know him? You say, well, how do you know he's all these things and how do you know he loves you? Well, I know because the Bible tells me, but I also know from personal experience. You see, he's demonstrated his love for me and you in a way that leaves no doubt. He came to earth as a man because of his great love for me, because he wanted to show me what God is like. With my human mind, I can never comprehend the greatness of God. But Jesus came in a form I can understand as a man, so that I could see and understand something of what God is like. But that's not all. He then died on the cross for me. You see, I can never be in the company of a holy and righteous God unless the question of my sin is settled. You see, God is a just God and a righteous God. That's all part of his love. And we cannot be in his company if we have sin on us. And we know we all do wrong things and think wrong things. God never does. So if we're to be in his company, we have to deal with this question of our sin, and so God has provided the answer. Jesus died on the cross and took all the punishment for sin that I deserved. He was perfect. He didn't need to die because death comes as a result of sin. But he chose to die on a cross and pour out his blood as a sacrifice before God so that you and I could be in a relationship with God. Isn't that wonderful? But it's only wonderful if you accept and believe that Jesus did this for you. Because if you don't believe, then you will be condemned. And you'll have to take the punishment for your sin yourself. The choice is yours. But then, of course, we know that Jesus rose from the dead. Because death is a result of sin. Jesus had no need to die and death couldn't hold him. And so God raised him from the dead. He appeared to hundreds of people and then he went back to heaven. And so because he rose again, it means he is alive today. Which is why I can know him and have a relationship with him. It's why there are millions of people who know him today, know him personally for themselves, because they've met with him and they've believed on him and they speak with him every day. But of course, none of this is any use for you, is it, if you don't know Jesus for yourself personally? So I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this today, not to rest for one moment until you have met with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's waiting and willing to meet with you if you call out to him. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for all my sin. I'm sorry that I don't always do the right thing. I'm sorry for ignoring you for so many years. I know that God is holy and I'm not, and I repent of my sin. Please forgive me. Thank you for loving me and dying on the cross for me. Thank you that because of you I can have the opportunity to know God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Please come into my life. Give me the gift of the Holy Spirit and lead and guide me from this day on until I'm with you forever. And if you prayed that prayer, or if you pray that prayer, and if you mean it, because you see, God knows your heart and mind, of course, and the Bible says he will answer you. You can rest assured that he will answer you. You may know this immediately. You may have to wait for a while for him to reveal himself to you. But there's no doubt in my mind that he will answer. And you know, one day you will meet Jesus face to face. You'll actually see him, not by faith, but in reality. Because the Bible tells us that one day he is coming again. This time he'll not come to earth to die, but he'll come as a king and a judge to put everything right. Then every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. He may come during your or my lifetime, he may not. We don't know when it will be, although when we look at the state of the world today, we may certainly wonder if it will be soon. But if I die before he comes, then I know I'll meet him face to face. And either way, I'll be with him for eternity. What a wonderful outlook that is, isn't it? And I gladly bow the knee to him today. And I tell you that he is my Lord and Saviour, and I long for you to know him too. So I leave you with this question, the most important question you will ever be asked in your life. The answer to this question will determine your eternal destiny, and it will also have a big impact on your life here. Do you know Jesus?